It's time now for Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball, here on WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fairfield High School in Fairfield, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball here on Light 103 as the Indians play the Fairfield Mules in non-conference play. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Indians making their final road trip of the old year of 2017. They play here tonight against a familiar foe, the Fairfield Mules. You may recall that the Mules were part of the Capital Classic way back in November, and the Indians played them in the very first game of the Capital Classic, the very first game of the year, and Fairfield defeated the Indians back on the 25th of November, 65-48. They used their size inside of big Kobe Dagg and Jane Lewis to very good use that night, and we expect the same out of them here tonight. Brett, Indians come in with a record of 1-8, having lost three in a row. A week ago tonight, they lost a disappointing game against Edwards County, going to try to rebound here tonight against Fairfield.
If they're going to do it, they're going to do it with outside shooting or maybe some slashes to the hole by Zeus Marsh. But Kobe Dagg, Jaden Lewis, definitely up for a big game tonight, as size does give the Indians a little bit of trouble. That's kind of been the theme of things as we go on to this nine games into this season. Size has given the Indians trouble. Brian Estes, 6'2 junior forward, will handle the ball a lot for the Mules. And he had a big game against the Indians as well in the Capital Classic. So we're going to track a few extra things tonight. We're going to track turnovers, team rebounds, see how the Indians match up.
Indians lost the JV contest. They were way behind and made a valiant effort to come back, had it down to single digits in the fourth quarter, down to nine. But Fairfield ended up winning the JV game by a score of 50-36. Logan Williams, the only Indian in double figures with 14. Indians were held scoreless in that JV game in the first quarter. Don't see that
wow.
very often.
You don't see that very often.
Yeah, they were way behind, and so they are losers, 50-36 here. Logan Williams again with 14 points. Again, it's the 6-4 Fairfield Mules against the 1-8 Lawrenceville Indians. Indians trying to snap a three-game losing skid. We will be back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sippet's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sippet and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Harp. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Back here in Fairfield, here's the starting lineups for the Indians. A change in the lineup for Randy Bishop, as R.J. Nelms will make a start here tonight. It'll be for the Indians, Connor Odell, number three, the 5'9 junior at one guard. As we mentioned, R.J. Nelms making a start tonight. Nelms is a 6'1 junior, number five. Also, Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup for the Indians, the 6'2 junior, number 10. Jordan Jones, 5'11 sophomore, number 32 in the lineup. And Taylor Osman in the starting lineup, the 6'5 senior, number 40. So again, for the Indians of Randy Bishop, with a record of 1-8, it's Odell, Nelms, Marsh, Jones, and Osman. Indians trying to get as much size in there as they can against this big front wall for Fairfield. For the Mules of Scott McElravy, with a record of 6-4, their starting lineup has number four, Wyatt Gilbert. He's a 5'10 sophomore guard. Also, Jamin Vaughn, the 5'10 senior, number 24, will start. Brian Estes in the starting lineup, a 6'5 junior, number 32. And Jaden Lewis, the 6'4 senior, number 42. And Kobe Dagg, the 6'3 senior, number 50. So again, for Fairfield, Gilbert, Vaughn, Estes, Lewis, and Dagg. Indians play here tonight against Fairfield, then they'll play a rare Thursday home game against Vincennes Bay. That'll close out the first part of the season. Indians will be off until January the 2nd when they play at home against Hudsonville Palestine. But that is then and this is now. The Indians want to win now.
They need to get off the slide. They've lost three in a row, only one win so far on the season. A couple devastating losses have come in the last couple of weeks for the Indians, where they were just right there, but couldn't get over the hump, couldn't get the victory. And that's what young teams do, Steve. So let's see them build as they go on into this season. Got to focus on the positives.
So again, the Indians with R.J. Nelms in the lineup as they try to get their guard play shored up. And again, the size in the lineup with Osman making his second straight start for the Indians. Fairfield dressed in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and the black trim. The Indians in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals and the red, white, and black trim. Zeus Marsh will jump it up against Brian Estes, and we'll get this game underway. Glad you're with us. Tuesday Night Hoop, Indians and the Fairfield Mules. And the tap is controlled by the Mules, and they go on the attack from my right to my left here as we view it. Here is Fairfield's Jamin Vaughn, right side. Now on the wing to Estes, now back to Vaughn between the circles, now to Estes, throws it cross court to Gilbert. Gilbert back out between the circles to Vaughn. Indians trapping all over the floor here in this half-court man-to-man. I thought maybe they might play zone, but they're going man-to-man here at the outset. Now they feed it underneath, and a shot up and no good by Lewis. Rebound brought down by Lewis. Feeds it to Dagg. His jumper from the corner is off the mark, no good. And Jones the rebound for the Indians. Jordan Jones, bounce pass right side to Zeus Marsh. Lays it up too hard, no good. Rebound controlled by Estes of Fairfield. Vaughn to Gilbert. Gilbert on the dribble, top of the key, down the lane. Try to feed it through underneath to Lewis. Ball knocked away, but Lewis recovers. Vaughn in the corner, jumper up and in. A three ball by Jamin Vaughn. And Fairfield has the lead by a score of 3-0. 6:50 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Nelms guarded out front by Vaughn. Left side to Jones in the corner. Dribbles to the baseline. Throws it up there off glass. No good, but he was hacked and fouled and should be heading to the line for Indian free throws.
His first foul there on Jamin Vaughn. Now, the Indians, they got some size in there tonight, Steve, but what they're going to sacrifice is scoring. They've only got two, maybe three guys on the floor for them right now that can score the basketball consistently. Unfortunately, with guys like Skylar Toole, Christian Beeman sitting on the bench right now, you know, that's going to give them a lift off of the bench, but there's no one that can score right now besides Jones and Marsh.
Jones hits one out of two free throws, and the Indians are on the board here and trail by a score of 3-1. As a pass is knocked out of bounds by the Fairfield defense, the Indians will inbound. I should say the Mules will inbound underneath their own hoop. Just underway here, 6:39 to go in the opening quarter play, 3-1 Fairfield. And it comes to Lewis in the corner, and he's tied up. And the possession arrow in favor of the Indians. So the Indians come up with a turnover via the tie-up. And Connor Odell will bring it across the timeline on the right side dribble. Picked up out front by Gilbert. In the corner, Jones, a long three. Got it. Three ball by Jordan Jones.
Jordan Jones has all four Indians points so far.
And the Indians lead 4-3. Baseline drive by Estes lays it up and in. Ryan Estes with the basket. And it is 5-4. Estes also with good size at 6'5 down low for the Mules. Odell across the timeline on the right side dribble between the circles now. Throws it away. Threw it right to Estes. Estes, 3-on-2 break. Heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. Estes and a blocking foul on the chance at a 3-point play. Estes aggressive to the hole and was fouled by Odell. Tried to take the charge but didn't get there in time. And so Fairfield leads 7-4, chance to bump it up to 8-4, and they do with an Estes free throw.
Estes with 5 points for the Mules so far. Mules leading 8-4 here at home.
5:53 to go. Jones in the corner, lets a long bomb go. It's off the mark, no good from the right side. Ball out of bounds, last touched by the Indians. It'll be Fairfield ball.
Brian Estes on both of those layups, just too easy. Odell tried to take the charge, but with Odell being slighted, just 5'9", Essis easily skied over him.
Now Fairfield throws over the top of Indian pressure, zone trapping pressure, and throws it away. So it's a Indian ball. Trailing 8-4 here, 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Left corner pass to Jones, feeds underneath to Zeus Marsh, lets it go with the right hand, he scores.
Nice turnaround jumper there, almost a sky hook from Zeus Marsh. I've not seen that yet early on this season.
8-6, Fairfield quickly up floor. They feed it down low to Dagg, wide open, lays it up and in.
Get used to that name, you'll probably hear it a lot tonight.
Dagg wide open on that pass, and it's 10-6 Fairfield, 5:15 to go, opening period. Nelms left side on the wing. Cut off there, feeds it to Osmond at the high post. Osmond guarded by Dagg, on the dribble, gets it to a guard, Odell on the right wing, and the Indians will set up. 5 minutes to go, opening quarter, 10-6. Mules. Here's Odell, left side, lets the jumper go off the dribble from 10, got it.
There we go, Connor Odell.
Nicely done by Odell, 10-8, Indians trail by 2. Fairfield throws over the top of the Indian pressure, and once again, they find Lewis underneath wide open, and he scores as they break the Indian pressure. And Randy Bishop wants a timeout, 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Fairfield 12, Lawrenceville 8, 4:42 to go opening quarter. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
And we are live from the Mule Barn. This game is brought to you by WTHI-TV leading the way and Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County.
Indians off the timeout with the ball. Jones, left side drive, shot up no good. Nelms the rebound, has it blocked by Estes in the middle, recovered by Lewis of Fairfield. 12-8, Fairfield on top here, 4:20 to go, opening quarter. Estes on the right wing, dribbles to the middle. Estes trying to feed it down low. Loose ball is recovered by Odell, up to Marsh. Zeus behind the back dribble, right side, lets the jumper go off glass, no good. Rebound control by Estes of Fairfield. Now to Gilbert, down to Lewis. Lewis lets the jumper go 15-footer right side off the mark. Dagg has the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Nelms on the baseline, and it'll be Fairfield basketball underneath their own hoop. Kane Hickson ball into the lineup for Fairfield. Number 10 There he is with the ball on the inbound. Now to Vaughn. They feed it down low. The ball knocked away by Marsh. Indians with a 3-on-2 break. O'Dell to the middle. O'Bell left side. Lays the ball up. Off glass. No good. Left it short. Hickson ball with the rebound. Feeds it up now. Fairfield with numbers. 3-on-1 at the other end. And laying it up and in is Wyatt Gilbert. But he's called for a charge. Wyatt Gilbert running over the Indian defender underneath. The break there for the Indians. And wipe off the basket. 12-8. Lawrenceville with the ball. 3:42 to go, opening quarter of play. Nelms across the timeline, between the circles. Now to O'Dell, right side in the right corner to Jones. Feeds it on the right baseline to Marsh. Zeus back out right wing to O'Dell. Connor dribbling away from the pressure of Gilbert in the corner. There's Marsh with a three. Zeus Marsh, a three ball. Zeus from outside.
Rare three-pointer from Marsh, but man, he's got great form.
12-11. In favor of the Mules. Ends now. Steal by Marsh. And Zeus is fouled by Gilbert, who threw the ball away. Zeus Marsh with that good quickness, able to step in front of that pass and intercept. And he would have had a wide open lane to the basket. But Gilbert wisely fouled him.
You know, they could use that type of speed on the football team. Definitely lacking that this season.
Andrew Stewart into the game, a 5'10 senior for Fairfield. Indians inbound. Nelms out front, guarded by Stewart. Throws it in the corner. The ball's tipped out of bounds off the hands of O'Dell. Cross-court pass. No-no for the Indians, and they turn it over.
Speaking of turnovers, the Indians with only two so far tonight. The Mules have turned the ball over seven times, Steve.
Across the timeline, Andrew Stewart feeding it left side to Estes on the wing. Estes double-teamed. Now the ball almost taken away, but Estes gets it back. Now a five-second call. Good defense by the Indians there. And a timeout wanted by Scott McElravy. 30-second break for Fairfield on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Fairfield 12, Lawrenceville 11. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cool beans. Back here from the Mule Barn, this game's brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy and Sanders Family Chiropractic.
R.J. Nelms off the timeout, throws it out front to Jones, left side to Nelms, three-pointer on the way by R.J., no good from the left side, long rebound, battle for, and the Indians battling for it. Nelms saves it to Jones, now to Marsh, Zeus underneath, lays it up and in. Good hustle there by the Indians, got them that basket as they kept after that loose ball. And it's 13-12 Indians, 2:16 to go here in the opening quarter. Estes free throw line, top of the key, long jumper by Hixonbaugh is good. A three ball by Hixonbaugh off the bench. And it is 15-13, Fairfield on top. Fairfield playing some zone here against the Indians. Here's Nelms, double team, feeds it in the middle now to Ryan Moore, who's checked into the game. And he loses the ball out of bounds, but was last knocked out by a Mule. And it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Christian Beeman into the game for the Indians. Out front they go to Marsh, Zeus. Left side to O'Dell on the wing. Minute 49 to go, opening quarter. Now Beeman, right side, in the right corner to Jones. Jones on the dribble, feeds it underneath to Marsh. Now underneath to a cutting Beeman, lays it up. No good, but he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop.
One thing you'll appreciate about Christian Beeman's game is even if he's coming off the bench or he's starting, he's going to be an aggressive offensive player. He's going to try to score as much as possible. His off-ball cuts are just the best on this Indians team.
Ryan Moore into the game also for the Indians. Free throw up and in by Beeman. His first point of the night in the Indians trail by one, 15-14. A minute 40 to go here in the opening quarter from the Mule Barn in Fairfield. Free throw up and in by Beeman. And we're tied at 15. Across the timeline, Stewart. Right side on the wing to Jamin Vaughn. Vaughn on the dribble, cross court now to Lewis. Thought about a three, now back out front, top of the key to Stewart. Stewart off to Vaughn, his jumper up and in. That's Luca Borda, actually, with the basket for Fairfield. Snuck in there on me, Luca Borda with the basket.
Luca, 6'3", senior for the Mules.
17-15. There's the ball knocked away by the Mules out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. And Estes, Derek Estes, into the game. There are two Esteses on Fairfield, Derek and Brian. 30 and 32. Odell inbounds, but he throws it away, knocked away and stolen away by Andrew Stewart. Long jumper right side is good. A three ball by Stewart off the steal. Three balls for Fairfield here in the early going, and it's 20-15, a five-point lead. Marsh on the right baseline, jumper from 10, no good, but he was hacked and fouled. And we'll head to the line for Indian free throws with less than a minute to go, 51 seconds in the opening quarter play. Zeus Marsh at the line for the Tribe, trying to cut into a five-point Fairfield lead. Free throw on its way and good. Zeus off to a good start. Didn't have a great scoring game against Edwards County. Hit that big three. Thought was going to be a winner there for a while, but
probably
it was not meant to be.
Been.
Yeah.
And Zeus Marsh with 9 points already on early onset of this game.
Shot up and no good. And there's Estes with a rebound off no good. Jones, loose ball for the Indians. 38 seconds to go. Jordan Jones, right side. Feeds it underneath now to Moore. His fall away is off glass and in. Ryan Moore with the basket for the Indians. And it's 2019, Fairfield by one. They feed it down low on the right baseline to Lewis. Now back out and a foul charged against the Indians underneath. And to the line will go Lewis. Jaden Lewis, 6'4 senior for Fairfield.
Oh, wow, they gave that one to Marsh. I thought that was on Moore. I didn't see Zeus in the area.
Lewis's free throw is no good, and the score remains 20-19, Fairfield. 21 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of play. Indians trying to get their second win of the year. Hard to come by. Free throw no good. However, rebounded by Hixenball on the baseline. It's shot up off glass and in on the baseline. Hixenball with 5 points off the bench. And it's 22-19, Fairfield, 8 seconds to go. Jones, left side on the wing, lets a long jumper go. It's off the mark. Rebound controlled by Fairfield, long down court heave. Estes can't run it down as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard here in Fairfield, it is the Fairfield Mules 22, Lawrenceville Indians 19. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
CBS News is next on your home for easy and refreshing music. This is the new Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Live from the Mule Barn, the Indians are taking on the Fairfield Mules. The score of 22-19. This game is brought to you by People's State Bank and Carl Rich Memorial Hospital.
Fairfield with the ball to begin the second quarter of play. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman with you. Jumper from the corner by Hixenball is off the mark. Rebounded by Moore of the Indians. Christian Beeman brings it across the timeline between the circle dribble, left side to Odell. Odell on the left wing for the Indians. Looks for some help. Can't find anybody. Jones running the baseline. There he is, left side, defeated in the middle now to Moore. Moore on the left baseline, shot up and in. Ryan Moore flipping it in on the baseline. He's got four. And the Indians trail by one, 22-21. Just underway, second quarter play. Borda on the dribble, on the right wing, loses the handle. Odell with a steal, quickly up floor to Beeman. Now Zeus Marsh runs it down, lets it go, too short from 10. And Zeus comes over the back and fouls Lewis of Fairfield. It was a tough break there for Zeus. He was in close to the basket, let the ball go. Might have slipped out of his hands, and he came over the back.
Got to use that backboard. Got to use that little square thing that's on the backboard there. That's his second foul early in the onset of this ball game.
Across the timeline comes Vaughn. Damon Vaughn. Now to Estes. Estes dribbles to the middle. Lets it go from 15. Off the mark. No good. Beeman the rebound for the Indians. Christian across the timeline on the left side dribble. Now down the lane. Free throw line jumper up. No good. Rebound by Dagg of Fairfield. Off to Vaughn, and the Mules go on the attack. Leading by one. 22-21. 6:27 to go. Second quarter. On the dribble is Lewis out front. Top of the key. A long jumper off the mark. No good. Jones the long rebound. Outlet pass to Odell. Tries to feed it through to Moore. And the ball kicked by a Mule. It'll be Indian basketball. Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Trailing by one. 6:16 to go here in the second quarter. And it comes to Jones, but it's taken away by Dagg. Dagg stole it right away underneath the hoop. A lot of congestion down there. Here is Vaughn. Jamin Vaughn feeds it to Hixon Ball on the dribble, right side, down the lane. Throws it up there with the right hand. No good, but rebounded up and in by Estes. Ryan Estes with the basket. And it's 24-21 Fairfield, 5:50 to go, second quarter. Marsh back out top of the key. Odell, a long three, is off the back iron, rebounded by Lewis of Fairfield. Off to Vaughn, and Fairfield goes on the attack. 5:38. Here is Lewis feeding it underneath now to Dagg. Dagg's jumper in the lane, no good, but he was fouled on his way to the basket.
Got to get a couple people up off of the bench. Looks like we will see R.J. Nelms and Noah Weger for the first time.
Kobe Dagg, 6'3 senior at the line for the Mules of Fairfield. 6-4 their record. Free throw up and in by Dagg. And here comes Weger and Nelms in. Beeman and Marsh out for Randy Bishop. 25-21 Fairfield on top here. Dagg missed the second free throw, but we have a lane violation. And they're going to give him, it was on the Indian, so they're going to give him another one here. So an Indian was in too quick. And give Fairfield another chance at this free throw, Kobe Dagg. Free throw on its way, good. Timeout on the floor, going to be a full break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 5:33 to go, second quarter. Fairfield 26, Lawrenceville 21. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Back here in Fairfield, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball off the timeout. Indians feed it down low to Noah Wager in the right corner to Jones on the dribble. Top of the key to Odell, left side on the wing to Nelms. RJ looks down low, nothing happening there. Left corner to Jones. Long jumper by Jordan is good, a three ball. Jordan Jones, his second three of the night. And the Indians trail by two, 26-24, and they settle back into a 2-3 zone. Hickson ball on the right wing. Dribbles to the middle. Cut off there. And he's called for a travel. Good defense by the Indians against Kane Hicksonball, the 6'2 sophomore. And the Indians with a turnover try to convert at the other end. Odell looks to the sidelines to Randy Bishop for instructions. Across the timeline, leaves it for Moore on the left wing. Now back to Odell. 4:45 to go in the corner to Jones again, left side. Back to Odell. They lob underneath to Ed Wager, but it's intercepted. Intercepted, now a scramble for the loose ball. Wager saves it, but it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Fairfield. It'll be Indian basketball. R.J. Nelms, the trigger man, underneath the Indian basket. Gets it in to the middle. The ball tipped away, and Jones runs it down. Now it's knocked away from him. Scramble for it. Off to Moore, lays it up and in. Ryan Moore, Johnny, on the spot with the basket.
Ryan Moore filling up the stat sheet tonight.
It's good to see. They need some scoring from a player on the baseline. 26 all. 4:15 to go, second quarter here in Fairfield. Hickson ball on the dribble. Double team back out front to Stewart. Down the lane, feeds it underneath to Estes. Estes led it up, no good. Gets his own rebound, up, no good again. Ball battle for Dagg with it. Puts it up from eight and got it. Too much power by Fairfield there by Dagg and Estes. And it's 28-26 Fairfield as they settle in a 2-3 zone. Jones left corner, long jumper is in and out, no good. Rebounded by Dagg. Off to Vaughn, and he comes across the timeline. Left side to Hickson ball, left baseline to Estes. Double team, back out front to Vaughn. Vaughn feeds it to the corner. Stewart will open for a long jumper off the mark. Dagg the rebound, lays it up and in. Dagg starting to make himself known on the boards.
He started slow, but he's starting to run it up now.
30-26, a four-point lead. Here is Nelms. Off to Odell, right corner. Go to the baseline to Wager. Ball tipped away from him and stolen away. Fairfield wanting to run here. Across the timeline, Vaughn. Vaughn holds it up now. Now to Stewart, feeding it down low to Estes on the right baseline. Estes dribbles back away, feeds it across to Hickson ball on the right baseline. Hickson ball backs it out against the defense of Jones. Now they go back out front to Dagg at the high post. Hickson ball on the right wing, looks to the middle, double team, dribbles to the baseline, lays it up and a foul, and an offensive foul. Wipe off the basket as the Indians again take a charge. Hickson ball running over the defender down low, and it'll be Indian basketball.
Ryan Moore making an impact for the Indians off the bench, and that brings in Taylor Osmond for Noah Wager.
2:48 to go here in the second quarter, 30-26, Indians down by four. Trying to snap a three-game losing skid. Nelms travels out front, turning it over.
Nelms, though, he does make an impact on the defensive side of the ball. He's not going to be a primary ball handler for this Indians offense. He's just not shorthanded enough, and he can't – not a good dribbler either.
Comes out of the game now, replaced by Beeman in the lineup for Randy Bishop. 2:35 to go, second quarter, 30-26. Here is Lewis on the left wing, top of the key to Vaughn. Back to Lewis. Lewis loses the ball out of bounds. Fairfield turns it over.
12th turnover for the Mules on the night, and that's what's keeping this ball game close.
The Indians again lost earlier this year to Fairfield in the first game of the year. Much tighter game here tonight, 30-26. There's the ball knocked away, but a foul charged on Dagg of Fairfield. He went for the steal from behind. And we go to the other end for the 1-1. And looks like Taylor Osmond will be at the line for the Indians.
And Osmond was able to knock down a couple free throws in our last game.
Taylor Osmond not yet scored in this game. His free throw is on its way and good.
Kind of knuckles its way up there. Doesn't rotate too much, but effective nonetheless.
And he's in the scorebook, 30-27. Fairfield by three. Got him. Both. 30-28, 2:19 to go across the timeline. Vaughn has the ball knocked away but recovers out front. Now to Stewart in the right corner. Back out to Vaughn, top of the key. Long three is off the front mark. Tipped up and in by Estes. And a foul charged against the Indians. This Estes kid, long lean kid, making a big impression here. Do they count that hoop?
No, they waved it off.
All right. Scott McElrady.
Fouled him on the rebound before the tip-up.
Scott McElrady can't believe it. The Fairfield head coach getting an explanation now over on the sideline. So it'll be Fairfield ball underneath their own hoop. That would break for the Indians there.
The one guy in the entire gym that's not excited about this play is actually Brian Estes. Pretty calm about this. Knows that he's going to get his points. And he's not had a shot contested tonight. It's been pretty easy for him on the early going.
Yeah, he's 6'5". He's leaner than that. Might be 6'6".
Now I think they might be sending him to the line.
Nope, the Fairfield's going inbound.
A lot of confusion going on.
Vaughn will trigger it in underneath the Fairfield basket. In it comes to Estes, dribbles to the middle, puts it up there with a left hand, no good from about 8. Ball out of bounds, last touch by an Indian. It'll be, again, Mule basketball underneath their own hoop, with 2:01 to go here in the second quarter.
From the Mule Barn. What a name of a gym.
Here's a long jumper from the corner. Is off the mark. No good. Taken there by Stewart, but he was fouled. I think Brian Moore may have got him.
Two quick fouls on Moore. Might see a change by Randy Bishop. Although Moore's been able to put a few in the basket, he's got 6 points on the night. He's also got two fouls already early on, and he's not played very much tonight.
Fouled him behind the arc, so three free throws here for Stewart. His first one rolls through.
And that's 4 points for Stewart. He knocks down all these. They'll have 6 points.
Second one on its way and good again. Not a heady play there by Moore to foul him beyond the arc.
And I think we can both agree you need a little bit more maturity out of your seniors.
Another free throw on its way. Got them all.
6 points on the night for Andrew Stewart.
33-28 Fairfield, a minute 57 to go, second quarter. Odell across the timeline, on the dribble. Feeds it now to Moore between the circles. Moore on the dribble, left side to Beeman. On the wing, double teamed in the corner, in trouble, loses the ball. Fairfield, oh, they can't get it to a teammate. And Stewart dived on the end line there, but he was on the end line. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own basket. A break there for the Tribe. Beeman was in trouble in that left corner. Odell inbounding underneath the Indian basket. Throws it away. Threw it right to Stewart. Now down court to Hicksonball. Feeds it underneath to Borda. Lays it up and in.
Luca Borda.
Borda with a basket. Four for him on the night. 35-28. 7-point lead. Now Fairfield steals it away here. Little run by the Mules. Behind the back dribble by Stewart. Right side to Borda. Down low to Dagg. Dagg in the middle. Hacked and fouled by Osmond of the Indians. So a little spurt here just near the end of the second quarter by the Mules. Have them up by 7. 35-28. A minute 20 to go here in the second quarter play. And Kobe Dagg, the 6'3 senior at the line for the Mules. Free throw is up and no good off the front iron. Skylar Toole into the game for the first time tonight for the Indians.
Ryan Moore playing with two fouls. Jordan Jones playing with two fouls. Taylor Osmond has one, and Connor Odell has a foul as well.
Bag second free throw up and in. 36-28, 8-point lead. Toole off to Odell, back to Toole. Right side in the corner to Jones. Tries to feed underneath to Osmond. Back out front, now to Odell on the left baseline, and a traveling violation on the Indians.
Three quick turnovers in the last minute and a half for the Indians, and the Mules are starting to pull away just a little bit. Go up 10 with a basket down on this end.
A minute 8 to go, second quarter play. Across the timeline, Stewart for the Mules. Now to Hicksonball on the right baseline to Estes. Feeds underneath, wide open is Dagg. He lays it up and in. Dagg in double digits now with 11. And it's 38-28, a double-digit lead, biggest of the night for Fairfield. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Odell between the circles. Indians could use a hoop here. Toole feeds it down on the left baseline to Moore in the middle now. Jumper by Osmond, too hard off glass. And the long rebound run down by Moore in the left corner. Underneath now to Osmond on the left baseline. Shot up, too hard. Rebounded by Borda up Fairfield. Outlet pass to Stewart. 30 seconds to go. Mules on top by 10. Here is Hixenbaugh feeding it out low to Dagg. Turns to the middle. Shot up, no good. And a foul charge against the Indians. Fairfield starting to pound that ball inside now to Dagg and Estes down there, and they're having their way.
Indians defense tired out. Very aggressive in the onset.
Free throw up and no good by Dagg off the front iron.
Dagg with the flowing mullet for the Mules.
And the game for the Indians is Eli Ivers. Sophomore, I should say. Free throw by Dagg, no good. It looked bad on both those. Rebounded by Moore. Indians on the attack. 19 seconds to go, trailing by 10. 38-28. Toole between the circle dribble. Now to Ivers, right side to Jones. Underneath to Osmond. Osmond has the ball knocked out of bounds. Dagg down there with the block. 10 seconds to go.
Plenty of time to set up your offense.
Jones will be the trigger man. Into left corner to Osmond. Back out to Ivers. Feeds it in the corner. It's intercepted by Fairfield's Estes. 3 seconds to go. Estes across the timeline. Long arcing three is off the mark. It would have win had it gone. And it hit the front iron and bounced off. At the end of one half of play on the People's State Bank scoreboard here in Fairfield at the Mule Barn. Score at halftime. Fairfield Mules 38. Lawrenceville Indians 28. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle. Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Deselect Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our fast stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at KC State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Safe Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Back here in Fairfield at the Mule Barn. Time for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. I'm Steve Anderson along with Brett Hartman. Indian basketball. Indians trail by their biggest margin of the night, 38-28. Indians trailed by only three after one quarter of play, 22-19. Only 6 points in that second quarter for the Indians. Fairfield with a little run there near the end of the second quarter has them on top by double digits.
And that run was fueled by four quick turnovers on the Indians there in the last 2 minutes. Let's kind of go over some of the statistics. We are tracking some different things tonight. For the team rebounds, the Mules lead the Indians 16-11. And in the turnover battle, the Fairfield Mules actually have 13 turnovers to the Indians, 10. Again, all of these, this scoring is unofficial. Jordan Jones is the second leading scorer for the Indians with 7 points. Zeus Marsh, who was on the bench for most of that second quarter, has 9 points. Christian Beeman has contributed a point. Connor Odell with 2 points. Ryan Moore off the bench to give him a spark with 6 points. And Taylor Osmond with 2 points off of two free throws made. Kobe Dagg is the leading scorer for the Mules with 11. Jamon Vaughn with 3 points. Brian Estes has 7 points, but I have a feeling we'll see more from him in the second half. Jaden Lewis has 2 points, and then Kane Hixonball with 5. Andrew Stewart has 6 points. Luca Borda with 4 points off of the bench for the Fairfield Mules, and that'll round out the scoring.
All right, again, if you're just joining us here, the Indians lost the JV contest 50-36. Logan Williams had 14 points, the only Indian in double digits. They were way behind, held scoreless in the first quarter. Got the lead down to 9 in the fourth quarter, but then Fairfield hit their free throws down the stretch and won by 14, 50-36. Again, Logan Williams with 14 points. Indians again, 1-8, having lost 3 in a row. Fairfield at 6-4, one of those 6 wins coming against the Indians in the Basketball Capital Classic. Indians play here tonight against Fairfield, Thursday night against Vincennes Reveille, and then off for the Christmas break before the new year. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Back with the second half of action in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, know knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Teas, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Second half underway. Indians work the ball down low to Ryan Moore. He missed his first shot, got his rebound, and now will have to earn him at the free throw line as he is fouled, and his free throw is up and in. Moore having one of his better scoring nights as he hits the free throw, and it's 38-29. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, with Indian basketball here on Light 103. Moore misses that second free throw, dagged the rebound, quickly up floor, and Estes on the left baseline lays it up and in. Estes with the basket, 9 for him, and it's 40-29, 11-point lead. Christian Beeman in the starting lineup the second half for the Indians, along with Moore, Odell, Zeus Marsh, and Jordan Jones. Here's Marsh on the left baseline, shot up no good. Long rebound down to Vaughn, and his shot no good. Actually, that's Gilbert, Wyatt Gilbert, and he was fouled and will go to the line for Mule free throws. Wyatt Gilbert is a 5'10 sophomore, number 4. When I look at Wyatt Gilbert, I think of Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like him, doesn't he? Has that same sort of hairdo.
Yeah, a little bit. He's a little shorter.
Yeah, much shorter. 40-29, he's a guard, point guard. Free throw up and rolls through for Gilbert. And it's 41-29. Again, some trapping pressure. The Indians throw over top of it to Beeman. Beeman on the dribble, right side. Now to Odell. They feed it underneath to Marsh on the right baseline. Fall away from 10 by Zeus is no good. And the rebound brought down by Vaughn of Fairfield. Quickly up floor on the baseline. Here's Gilbert, shot up and in. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Nicely done by Wyatt Gilbert. Lonzo Ball move there on the baseline.
And Zeus Marshall started out the second half 0 for 3 on field goal attempts. Close and, up, too.
And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. 30-second break, 6:54 to go, third quarter. Fairfield 43, Lawrenceville 29 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, we know that money spent at home circulates through the entire fabric of the communities we serve. We encourage your valuable customers to shop locally. We'll continue to be your most trusted banking partner and provide solid support for our local businesses. And need a loan? Experience local decision-making, competitive rates, and the latest technologies at any of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As we continue Light 103 Sports action, Indians basketball from the Mule Barn here in Fairfield. This game is brought to you by Larry Bobes Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, and Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking.
Free throw missed there by Gilbert. Rebounded by the Indians. Up the floor they come. Jones down low, right baseline to Morris. Zeus back out front to Odell. Down the lane, feeds it to Moore. Now right side, Beeman a three. Got it. Christian Beeman, a three ball from the right corner. His first three of the night. And it's 43-32. The ball tipped out of bounds by the Indians at the defensive end. It'll be Fairfield ball underneath their own hoop. 6:31 to go here in the third quarter. 43-32, Fairfield. And it comes to Estes in the right corner on the dribble. Down the lane, lays it up with the left hand, and goes through. Estes off the dribble. Tough. 6-5. 45-32. Mules. Odell against the zone. 2-3 zone to Beeman. In the corner now to Jones. Long jumper is good from the left wing. Jordan Jones, a three ball.
That's his third three-pointer.
45-35, a 10-point lead. Here is Gilbert, left side to Vaughn. Vaughn, left corner. Feeds it in the middle now to Dagg. Shoots over the shorter defender underneath there and scores. Dagg, another basket. 47-35, Fairfield. 5:42 to go, third quarter. Jones in the deep right corner, dribbles to the right baseline, reverse layup, no good, and the ball tapped out of bounds, last touched by Moore, Ryan Moore, the Indians. It'll be Mule basketball. Jones underneath there with that tall timber had to try to reverse it. Didn't have a good angle and missed. Across the timeline, walking it up is Damon Vaughn, the senior. Off to Lewis, left side to Gilbert, is shot up, no good. Rebound fought for. Dagg with the loose ball, lays it up and in, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Dagg again with a loose ball, rebound, and a basket underneath.
That is six field goals made for Kobe Dagg, his 15th point. He's the leading scorer for the Mules. As we have 5:16 left to go here in the third quarter. Want to thank Sip It and Sweet Teas, Loeb Oil, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital for bringing you this broadcast.
Moore out of the game for the Indians. Taylor Osmond replaces him in the lineup for Randy Bishop. Free throw up and in by Dagg. And it's 50-35, a 15-point lead, largest of the night for the Mules. Odell across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now Fairfield and a man-to-man. Beeman, long jumper, left side, off the mark, no good. Osmond the rebound, up, no good, but he was fouled and will go to the line for free throws. We'll have to have more of that in the second half from Taylor Osmond down low. The Indians are down by 15. 5:03 to go here in the third quarter. Taylor Osmond, free throw on its way, and no good off the front iron. He's got 2 points all from the line here tonight. Missed that one. And he'll have another. Free throw on its way. Got it. One out of two. And it's 50-36. Fairfield quickly up floor. Gilbert down the lane in the corner. DeLewis thought about a long three, but Jones picks him up quickly. Now back out front between the circles to Vaughn. Left side to Lewis. On the wing against the Indian zone. They feed it to Dagg at the high post. Now to Lewis, right side. Left side to Gilbert on the left baseline to Estes. Underneath to Lewis, lays it up, no good. Dagg battling for the rebound. Vaughn finds Estes underneath. He tried to jam it home and he missed it. And the rebound brought down in the corner. However, by Gilbert. Now to Vaughn. Vaughn off to Dagg. Dagg back out front to Lewis. 4:23 to go, third quarter. 50-36 Fairfield. Here's Lewis on the left wing. Top of the key. Vaughn, right side to Gilbert. In the middle now to Dagg. Lays it up and in.
Too easy. Too easy there for Kobe Dagg down low.
Side to side ball movement, then inside to Dagg cutting to the hole. It's 52-36. Fairfield, Jones in the corner, long bomb is good. A three ball from the right side by Jordan Jones.
He's been lethal from the corners tonight, Steve. That's his 12th point just off of three-point field goals.
52-39. Here's Vaughn feeding it down low to Estes. Estes double-teamed on the baseline, threw it off of Osmond and out of bounds. It'll be Fairfield ball underneath their own hoop. Wholesale substitutions here for Scott McElravy. Four in and four out for the Fairfield head coach. Been down here a long time now in this Wayne County school system. And he comes in the corner to Borda. Long jumper is good. Borda off the bench, a three ball. Luca Borda with the basket. And it's 55-39. Fairfield starting to pull away. Here's Marsh feeding it to Osmond at the high post. Underneath the Beeman cutting to the basket. And he's knocked to the ground by Fairfield. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Skyler Toole getting set to check into the game. And he does now for Christian Beeman. Jones will inbound for the Indians underneath their own basket. Into Osmond. Back out to Marsh. Zeus. Way out front, tried to feed it down underneath to Osmond, knocked away by Estes, the other Estes, Derek. Now Gilbert down the lane, floater is short, gets his own rebound, no good. Up again, no good, and a foul charged against the Indians. Poor block out there against Gilbert. Only 5'10", able to get two or three shots at the basket there.
Two offensive rebounds as well.
Yeah. 55-39, Fairfield. Free throw by Gilbert up and in. 56-39, 17-point Fairfield lead. Was 10 at the half. Free throw up and in again by Gilbert. 57-39, Indians need a hoop here. And it comes to Odell, double-teamed off to Jones, who's stays back to help out. Across the timeline he comes. On the right side dribble. Jones feeds it down low to Marsh on the baseline. Ball kicked out of bounds by the Mules. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop.
Almost another turnover there for the Indians.
Jones the trigger man into Osmond. Back out front to Toole. Toole on the right wing. Now between the circle dribble. Guarded out there by Stewart. Toole backs it out now as the ball slapped away. And feeds it now to Osmond. Right side to Marsh. Zeus a long three. Got it. Zeus Marsh from the left side. A three ball. Second three ball for Zeus. 57-42. Fairfield intercepted by Marsh. Off to Odell. Now down low. The ball is intercepted by Gilbert. Two on one. Will lay it up with the left hand and score. Gilbert.
He's coming on of late for the Mules.
He sure is. Intercepted that ball out of midair and then laid it in. 59-42. Marsh feeding Gallo to Odell, cutting the basket, hammered to the ground. He'll have to earn him at the free throw line. Connor Odell has 2 points here tonight. Came early. And a chance to eat into this Fairfield lead, which is now 59-42, 17 points. Free throw up and no good off the back iron. Ivers getting set to check in over at the Indian bench. He'll be coming in for Odell, who's shooting at the moment. Free throw on its way. Good. One out of two for Odell.
Nothing motivates you to knock down your free throws more than the imposing sub. And while we do have a quick break in the action, I want to thank Wabash General Hospital and Neal Tire and Auto Services for bringing this broadcast to you.
Gilbert across the timeline for Fairfield, feeds it in the middle, shot up and no good by Estes. Derek Estes battles for his own rebound, throws it up there, no good, but he was hacked and fouled. I mentioned Brian Estes, 6'5", Derek Estes is 6'4", a junior. Both are juniors for the Mules. And this is Derek Estes at the line. His free throw is up and in. His first point of the night for Derek Estes. Second free throw is missed. Marsh the rebound for the Indians. Quickly up floor to Ivers. Ivers on the dribble for the Indians. Now to Toole. Toole between the circles. Back to Ivers. Guarded by Gilbert. Now to Marsh on the wing. Guarded by Borda. Right side. Beats it to the high post to Moore. Moore, top of the key, has the ball slapped away by Estes. Recovered by Jones. Feeds it in the corner to Marsh. Long three by Zeus is off the mark. From the left side, rebounded by Stewart. Stewart across the timeline. Left side to Hickson Ball on the baseline. And he's called for a travel. Hickson Ball.
Thought he got
tripped up there for a minute, but he tripped himself. Jones checks out of the game for the Indians. Looks like he's injured over there on the sidelines.
A little bit of pain there. The trainer looking at him now.
He got a left leg injury, looks like.
Wondering if he rolled his ankle. Hopefully it's nothing with the knee.
Indians with the ball, trailing 60-43. A minute 28 to go, third quarter. Across the timeline. Here's Moore on the deep right wing. Now to Ivers. Here's Beeman down the lane, and we have a foul away from the ball against Fairfield. Blocking foul on the Mules. It'll be Indian basketball. So inbounding for the Indians will be Eli Ivers. Trigger man underneath for the Tribe. Feeds it now to Moore. His shot is blocked away. Blocked away by Estes. Off now to Stewart across the timeline. Come the Mules with this 60-43 lead. Gilbert guarded by Toole. Gilbert hand-checked by Toole. And a foul charged on the Indian guard. Stops the clock with a minute 7 to go here in the third quarter. Indians trailing by 17, 60-43. Stewart for Fairfield. Left side to Hickson Ball, guarded by the smaller Ivers. Now they feed it down low to Estes. His shot blocked away by Marsh and rebounded by Toole. Zeus with the leather sandwich. Now the ball knocked away from behind by from Toole. Stewart off to Gilbert. Gilbert wide open, shoots and scores. Gilbert with the basket. 62-43, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fairfield owning this quarter. And a foul charged against Fairfield.
Wyatt Gilbert leading the way for the Mules. He's got 9 points just here in this second half.
He's played well at the guard position. The 5'10 sophomore for Scott McElravy's Mule Ball Club. 35.9 seconds to go. And it comes to Toole, top of the key to the lane. Lays it up. Too hard. Rebound brought down by Stewart. Outlet pass to Gilbert. Long downcourt heave to Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball on the right baseline. Goes to the hole. Fakes, shoots from 10 and scores. Hickson Ball with the basket. 64-43, 16 seconds to go. Third quarter. Indians down by plenty. Toole at the top of the key. Now we have a blocking foul charged against the Indians. A legal screen out front. Zeus Marsh called for that illegal screen. Try to set a pick at the top of the key. 10.4 seconds to go in Fairfield, leading 64-43. Chance to take the final shot. Here's Gilbert, red hot this period, one-on-one. Heads to the hole, goes right around Toole, lays it up and in. Gilbert with a basket, and that's the end of the third quarter play. All Fairfield here at the end of three periods on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Fairfield 66, Lawrenceville 43. Back in a minute, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Back here in Fairfield, Steve Anderson along with Brett Hartman, Indian basketball. Indians with a lot of work to do. Trail 66-43 entering the fourth quarter. Here's Gilbert down the lane. And a foul charged. Offensive foul on Wyatt Gilbert. One of the few things he's done wrong here in the second half. He ran over the defender underneath for the Indians.
That's two possessions in a row where he blazed by young Skylar Toole.
66-43. Fairfield with the big lead, 23 points. Toole, top of the key. And we have a reach-in foul charged on Gilbert.
A couple quick fouls on Wyatt Gilbert. That brings his total to three.
So at the line, Skylar Toole has yet to score in this game off the bench. And now Gilbert goes out, replaced in there by Reese Lee, a 5'10 junior. Kid played well in that third quarter.
Yeah, he did. Quick correction, though. He's sitting down with four fouls. I had missed one.
Okay.
Luckily, we have this sweet scoreboard that has all the stats up there. I can update my score sheet.
Skylar Toole at the line, a chance to cut into this big Fairfield lead. Free throw no good, rebounded by Dagg. Now off to Lee across the timeline quickly. They go down low underneath to Lewis, turns in the lane from 10 and scores. Lewis has not had a great game here tonight, only 4 points for him, and that was a nice move in the lane. 68-43. Now we have a foul again, away from the ball against the Indians again.
Moving foul on Skylar Toole. Brings his foul total to three. He has no points on the night. He was able to make a big impact early on in the season, Steve, but we've not heard much from him in the last few games.
Here's Estes feeding it to Dagg at the high post. Dagg, left side now to Estes. He can take the three there, but he goes down on the baseline to Dagg and shoots and scores. Dagg from about 5 feet on the right baseline. And Fairfield just owning the baseline against the Indians here tonight. Toole down the lane. His shot is short. Rebounded by Dagg. Outlet pass in the middle to Lewis. Lewis three-on-two break. Lewis goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Lewis with the basket. The big guy showing his dribbling skill. 72-43. 6:38 to go in the game. Here's Beeman in the right corner. Feeds it to Moore. Moore to the middle. Puts it up from 10 and got it.
Moore able to score over Kobe Dagg. Want to point out, Kobe Dagg's got he's got 20 points. One more basket, he's going to match his total from the Capital Classic meeting.
And here is Dagg with the ball now. Feeds it underneath to Estes. Knocked away by Beeman. And a foul charge on Fairfield. Christian Beeman trying to make his way up floor on a fast break. Fouled, and he'll go to the line for Indian free throws with 6:16 to go in the game. Dagg out. And Estes, Derek Estes in, and gets the glad hand over there on the sidelines from Scott McElravy, the veteran Fairfield head coach. Christian Beeman at the line. 5 points for him on the night, and make it six as he rolls it through. 72-46, Indians trailing by plenty here. Latter part of the second quarter and all the third quarter, Fairfield pulling away from the Indians. Second free throw by Beeman is missed, out of bounds. It'll be Fairfield basketball. Jordan Jones, good to see him back in the lineup.
Not hobbling.
Yep, looks pretty good. 6:15 to go, and it comes to Vaughn. Vaughn working against Ivers, goes around him and across the timeline on the left side dribble, in the left corner to Estes. Estes feeds the top of the key to Estes. Now off to Vaughn. Cross court to Lee, left side to Lewis. Lewis looking down low, but nothing happening there. Now to Lee. Lee goes to the baseline, but he's called for a travel as he tried to make that first move. Fairfield turnover.
Turnover number 17 for the Fairfield Mules. Unofficially, of course.
Ivers and Nelms in the lineup for the Indians. Now here comes Stewart out, replacing Vaughn for Fairfield. 5:50 to go in the game, 72-46. Zeus Marsh on the baseline drive to the hole, lays it up, no good, but he was fouled and will go to the line for Indian free throws.
That foul on Reese Lee.
And a relatively quiet night for Zeus. He'll have a chance to score with the clock stopped here, and that helps the Indian cause. Free throw no good. That doesn't help the Indian cause. 5:44 to go in the game. Another free throw on its way. Got it.
That's his 13th point. Mar started out strong. 9 points in the first quarter. Has only scored 4 since then.
Hickson ball in and Lewis out. Also Estes is out.
And we'll have some secondary players for the Mules.
Cody Cantrell in the game, a 6-foot junior. Here's Lee up across the timeline, guarded by Nelms and the Indian man-to-man. 5:38 to go in the game. Stewart guarded by Ivers. Left side on the wing. They go to Cantrell. Cantrell, top of the key to Lee. Right side dribble on the wing. Picked up by Moore. Feeding underneath. There's Estes shooting and no good. That's Derek Estes, but he was fouled and will go to the line for Fairfield free throws with 5:24 to go in the game. 72 for the host Mules, 47 for the visiting Indians. Free throw up and in by Estes.
That's his 2nd point on my scorebook, and the fouling woes continue for the Indians. That's Zeus Marsh's 4th foul.
Got both of those free throws did Derek Estes. 74-47, 5:20 to go in the game. R.J. Nelms leaves it off for Jones, top of the key. Now to Ivers, Eli on the dribble. The ball hawked out there, tries to feed it right to Moore, but it's kicked by a mule. It'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end.
Kicked by a mule, no pun intended.
No, none at all.
Not bad, sir.
Jordan Jones will be the trigger man for the Tribe. Looking to get it in, does to Moore, fakes, free throw line, now off to Marsh, Zeus in the corner to Nelms, RJ back out top the key. Now they go right wing to Ivers, now to Marsh, they feed it down low underneath to Jones, heads to the hole, has the ball knocked away, no foul, and it'll be Fairfield ball. 4:48 to go in the game, 74-47 Mules. Here is Fairfield Stewart out front, feeding it down low on the baseline to Lee through his hands and out of bounds. A Fairfield turnover. Borda getting set to check into the game. Luca Borda, 6'3 senior. And Scott McElravy shifts his personnel. Now Randy Bishop starting to put some secondary people in there as well. As Logan Williams.
Williams, Connor Odell, and Noah Wager coming off the bench for the Indians. That sits down Ryan Moore, Eli Ivers, and also Jordan Jones.
74-47, 4:35 to go in the game. Indians trying to avoid their 4th loss. Looks like that's not going to happen tonight. That's Williams to Nelms on the baseline. RJ has the ball blocked away. Blocked away there. Now at the other end, Stewart will lay it up and in. Stewart with a basket for Fairfield. And it's 76-47, and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a 30-second break, 4:13 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Fairfield 76, Lawrenceville 47. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
You've discovered the new Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC media radio station.
Live from the Mule Barn here in Fairfield, Light 103 Sports with Indian Basketball. This game's brought to you by KZ State Bank, your community bank, Wabash Valley Services, and Cunningham Young Funeral Home.
Indians trailing 76-47. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Here's a cut to the basket. Nice pass from Nelms to Connor Odell. His 2nd basket of the night. 76-49, Fairfield. 3:55 to go in the game. Both teams with secondary players into the game, except for Zeus Marsh. He's still out there for the Indians. And no, Connor Odell still out there. among the Indian starters. Here's a baseline drive and a shot up and in. Up and in by Cody Cantrell. So Cantrell with a basket for Fairfield. 78-49. And we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians again. Screen up top. It's about four or five of those have been called here tonight against the Indians. With 3:30 to go in the game. Fairfield getting more secondary people in here. Here's Reese Lee across the timeline. 1-4 offense. Lee, right side to Hickson Ball. Hickson Ball guarded out there by Williams. Now they feed down low to Estes. Goes over the shorter Wager, shoots, and no good, but a foul charged against the Indians. So here is Derek Estes, the 6'4 junior at the line for Fairfield. His free throw is no good. This is Brian.
It's Derek.
Derek Estes, yes it is. Except if we missed the second one. And Fairfield's Hickson Ball with the rebound. Back out front to Lee, and they'll eat some more clock with 3:09 to go in the game. Hickson Ball on the right wing, picked up by Williams there, and now on the right corner. Feeds it back out top of the key to Lee. Borda, now to Lee, right side on the wing. To Hickson Ball on the baseline. Borda feeds it underneath, and he stepped on the end line. It'll be Indian basketball with 2:53 to go in the game.
Indians have been able to put pressure on the Mules tonight. That's their 19th turnover. They just could not get it done on the offense.
Into the game for the Indians, Caden Doherty, number 44, a 6'5 sophomore for Randy Bishop. And Zeus is out of the game. So only starter out there, Odell, for the Indians here at this juncture. Williams on the wing, feeds it down low underneath to Doherty, but he loses the handle. Hickson Ball, 2-on-2, heads to the hole, lays it up with the right hand, no good, and a foul charged on the Indians.
And that one will be on Noah Wager, his second foul. But, I mean, you get five of them, use them. I don't know.
Hickson Ball off the line. Kane Hickson Ball, 6'2 sophomore. His free throw is no good. Missed that one badly off the side of the backboard.
Came right back to him. It was so bad.
He'll have another. And he got that one to roll through.
A little better.
And it is 79-49, a 30-point lead. Fairfield sending some more secondary people in here. Caleb Freimeyer is into the game, and also number 22, Luke Dagg. So we've got two Daggs on Fairfield, Kobe and Luke.
Two Daggs, two Esteses.
Yeah. 2:30 to go in the game. Here's Wager, can't handle the pass, but runs it down in the right corner for the Indians. Goes to the right baseline, puts it up from about 10. Off the mark, no good. Ball out of bounds, last touched by the Indians. It'll be Mule basketball.
And so we've got a break in the action here from the Mule Barn. This game is brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years.
2:14 to go in the game. Lee across the timeline. Left side on the wing to Freimeyer. Back between the circles to Lee. 2:05 to go. Fairfield leading big. 79-39. They feed it down low underneath. Turn around off the mark by Freimeyer. Ball out of bounds. Slash touch by a Mule. It'll be Fairfield, I should say Indian basketball, as Connor Gray checks into the game for the Indians. 6'4 junior, number 52.
And R.J. Nelms will take a seat.
Across the timeline, Odell is the only Indian starter still out there. To Williams, down the baseline to Doherty. Doherty back out front, now to Williams on the right wing. Long jumper is in and out, no good. Rebound battle for, and Lee comes away with it for Fairfield. Long down court heave to Cantrell, lays it up and in, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. So Cantrell with a basket for Fairfield here at garbage time with a minute 33 to go in the game. And it's 81-49. Wager checks out, and Into the game for the Indians is Jarrett Winkles, the 6'1 sophomore, number 35. So all the Indians have seen action here tonight. Off the bench. Free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Daugherty. Outlet pass to Odell. Quickly up floor to Winkles on the deep right wing. Now to Odell in the corner. Lets the three-pointer go. Off the mark. Rebounded by Fairfield. Cantrell to the other end. Feeds it off. Left side. Shot up. No good. There by Freymeyer. And a minute 15 to go in the game. All that remains to be determined. The final score. It's 81-49. Fairfield right now. Winkles. His jumper is good from the right side. Winkles with the basket. And it's 81-51. A 30-point Fairfield lead. Mules work it to Cantrell on the left wing. Guarded by Winkles, 50 seconds to go. Lee lets the jumper go from 12, got it. Lee with a basket for Fairfield.
And every player for the Mules that have been on the court tonight have a point.
45 seconds to go in the game, 83-51. Mules, Eli Ivers across the timeline on the dribble. Now to Williams, to the middle he goes, throws it up there off glass, no good. Gray can't handle the loose ball, and it'll be Fairfield ball with 31 seconds to go in the game. Some of the fans begin to head for the exits here at the Mule Barn. The Mules going to notch win number 7 on the year. They'll be 7-4. Indians will fall to 1-9 and lose their fourth in a row. Cantrell out front, ball hawked by Williams. 19 seconds to go, now a reach-in foul charged against the Indians' Williams. 83-51, and at the line, Cantrell, Cody Cantrell, 6-foot junior for Fairfield.
I do want to thank one more sponsor. This game's brought to you by Sid's Place, legendary shredded beef tacos on Wednesday and Friday nights.
Free throw on its way by Cantrell, up and in. 84-51 across the timeline. Williams back out front to Winkles in the corner. Here is Ivers back out to Winkles. 8 seconds to go down the lane, feeding underneath Gray. Shoots and scores. Connor Gray with a basket for the Indians. And the game is over. And the final score on the People's State Bank scoreboard here from Fairfield. Fairfield Mules defeat the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 84-53. As we mentioned earlier, the Indians now fall to 1-9 and suffer their fourth loss in a row. Fairfield improves to 7-4 on the year. Again, the final, Fairfield 84 and Lawrenceville 53 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Back with the postgame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Harp. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, we know that money spent at home circulates through the entire fabric of the communities we serve. We encourage your valuable customers to shop locally. We'll continue to be your most trusted banking partner and provide solid support for our local businesses. And need a loan? Experience local decision-making, competitive rates, and the latest technologies at any of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Fairfield, the Mule Barn, Steve Anderson, along with Brad Hartman, Lawrenceville Indians. Lose here to the Fairfield Mules by a score of 84-53. Indian head coach Randy Bishop making his way up here to our broadcast position after the Indians lose here by a score of 84-53. Randy, just your thoughts on this game here tonight.
First half played real well. Scrapped at them in the zone, gave them some problems, made them turn the ball over, kept it close. But we had a spurt there where we got a foul on the three-point shooter, gave up three free throws. Then we turned the ball over twice. And then after that, we just never did really cooperate. Jones played well tonight, shot the ball well, got on the boards, got in foul trouble. I thought Zeus played pretty well at times on the defensive end rebounding. Kind of struggled offensively a little bit. He's had strep throat. Just got him back. I don't think he feels quite as well, but plugged in there. You know, I'm proud of the kids. They never did quit. Tried. I played young kids. At one time, we had four sophomores and a junior on the floor, and I thought they got after a little bit. I'll just have to keep working. You know, that's about all I can say. They're better than us right now. I saw some improvement at some things and then some things where we regressed. So defensively, we're just not very good. We're just going to have to really work. We run a lot of defensive drills, but I can do them in practice, but we got to be able to carry them over to the games, and right now we're not doing that.
Once again, their size, that big Dag kid in there and the Lewis kid, more Dag tonight than Lewis really, really hurt you.
Yeah, I'll be glad when Dag's graduated. I'm tired of looking at him. He's killed us for 3 years. He's a nice player. He hurts everybody. He's just really good and strong inside. Sometimes our kids box him out and he just throws him out of the way and goes, gets the ball and puts it back in. It's just a lot of strength. It's hard to overcome that. And then you got three of them, actually. You got the junior coming off the bench too. So they got size, you know, and it'd be nice if we had one of those kids, but we don't. You have to live with what you got and just keep working. So, you know, that's just the way it is. Young kids struggled a little bit tonight too, the JV level. I thought we'd probably beat them, but we didn't. We didn't shoot the ball well there either.
Short turnaround, Vincennes Reveille on Thursday. What do you know about the Patriots?
Yeah, they're similar to us. They, you know, they box press, play a 2-3. They're scrappy. Ought to be probably a pretty good game, but as is, we play a little bit better defense. I think it will be. We'll see. And then I got the Christmas break. That'll give me some time to prepare. Hopefully we'll get back and win a couple of games. We need to win. Winning takes care of a lot of problems. If you can win, get your heads up a little bit and start playing, and you know, I'll try to be a little more positive with them. Right now, it's hard because, you know, you do think you have to tell them everything to do. And, yeah, it's frustrating for me and them, I'm sure. And practices are really hard right now. But if I can just get their momentum going a little bit, win a little bit, that'll help, I think.
All right, we'll see you Thursday night.
Okay, thanks.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians lose here tonight by a score of 84-53. We're here on the post-game show. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman. Randy up here pretty quick.
Yeah, he jumped in on us. Why don't we go over a few of the stats
to
round this game out. So let's go ahead and go over some of the team stats tonight. The Mules out-rebounded the Indians 30-17. That made a huge impact in the second half. The Indians with only 6 second-half rebounds. The Mules just could not miss, and the Indians could not get a stop on defense. As far as turnovers go, even there, 19-19 for the individual scoring. We'll start with the Mules as they won the ball game, and they were the home team tonight. Everyone that stepped on the floor for the Mules tonight was able to score at least one basket. Kobe Dagg led the way. It led all scorers tonight with 20 points. Wyatt Gilbert with 10 points. Jamon Vaughn with 4 points. Brian Estes with 11. Jaden Lewis had 6 of his own. Reese Lee had 2 points. Cody Cantrell with 5. Kane Hixonbaugh and Andrew Stewart both with 8 points. Luca Borda had 7. And Derek Estes with 3 points on 3 free throws made. For the Indians, Jordan Jones and Zeus Marsh both had 13 points. Steeman Christian Beeman had 6 points. Connor Odell had 5. Ryan Moore had 9 points off of the bench tonight. Taylor Osmond had 3 points. And Winkles and Gray both with 2 points off of the bench. Steve, let's get into our players of the game tonight. Our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game goes to
Zeus Marsh, playing with a strep throat here tonight, not doing very well. Didn't have his typical game, but had 13 points tied for the lead, so we'll give it to Zeus.
Give it to Zeus Marsh there, and our Larry Bobes sub of the game, we're going to give that award tonight to Ryan Moore. Ryan had 9 points off of the bench, was able to make an impact, though he did not start tonight. Might look for him to start in the next game against Rebay.
That's coming up on Thursday. That's when we'll talk to you next here on Light 103. It's going to be an early start for the JV game. Don't forget, Vincennes Reveille at Lawrenceville on Thursday, 5:30 start for the JV. The varsity action to start around 7 o'clock. Our producer-engineer back at the Waco studio has been Dennis Poland. Thanks to him for his good work, and again, thanks to you for listening. Brett, we'll see you Thursday.
Hi-oh, we'll see you Thursday, bud.
All right. Indians lose here. Wish we had better news for you by a score of 84-53. Indians fall to 1-9. Lost 4 in a row now. Fairfield with the win at 7-4. The Indian JV losing 50-36. Logan Williams with 14. Again, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Fairfield Mules 84. Lawrenceville Indians 53. Steve Anderson saying so long from Wayne County.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.